Thank you and welcome back. Friday afternoon on AgriTalk, Brian Basting of Advanced Trading.
It sure has been a downtrend, needless to say, the last several weeks here in cattle. It's been a liquidation every single day. It seems like we're making multi-month lows. So any type of fundamental information you can get your arms around at this point would sure be welcomed by the industry. The cattle market had been really fundamentally sound. When you look at the choice beef market was very strong this summer, early fall. I think the beef consumption was, every indication was consumers were coming back and supporting the market. And it did surprise me. Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to go out here, then how it's going to play out the next several months. There's different audiences out there. There's no other way to say it. The audience of the producer side, which has seen record all-time highs in cash cattle prices, and the consumer side, which has been bearing the brunt of these higher prices. So there's just two audiences. There's very difficult to please both audiences at this point, I'm afraid.
For several years, international geopolitical events have caused the corn market to be volatile.
One thing that we've noticed this fall is that Ukraine corn shipments have been adversely affected, for lack of a better word, which has opened up that export market for the U.S. Will a resolution with Russia and Ukraine open up those exports? That would be one variable to consider moving forward. That might be a touch on the bearish side from the standpoint of they will be resume more regular shipments. Some of that may have been linked to a late harvest too. It's hard to say. But regardless, Ukraine is a major world corn exporter and wheat exporter in under normal circumstances. I wish I could look into a crystal ball and say, but boy, it's really uncertain right now whether or not Ukraine will accept this latest offer, or whether we're going to be back at the drawing board at some point here. But I just remind that Ukraine is a world force in the corn market, along with Brazil, of course. So that's something to consider moving in terms of their stability or lack of stability, as we've seen since February of 22.
But with too many bushels of everything out there, marketing direction, please, Brian Basting.
What I would recommend as we wrap up harvest, assuming that the vast majority of your listeners have wrapped up harvest, let's get control of these 25 bushels. And you say, what is he saying, get control? What I want to do, Chip, is actually sit down and say, you know your cost that you put into that 2025 crop. You know what it costs to produce it. You can write it down. You can review your records. Yeah. You know what your final yield was. And you know what the market's offering you today. Let's get control of every single one of these bushels. What do I mean by that? I mean by, if you want to sell those bushels, you can calculate what your return on each one of those bushels are. But then you can go ahead, Chip. What I'd recommend is maintain flexibility, because we've got just not even a 25% of this crop year under our belts. We got 3/4 of the crop year left to go. Maintain flexibility. One way to do that, Chip, is to, if you've made a sale, is to buy a call option. It leaves that upside open. And if you have a problem in Brazil, if you have a problem Ukraine, something happens there that things get even worse and they can't export at all. We find out in January that maybe the crop's smaller. Bottom line, you leave that upside open. The flip side is, if you've got the crop in the bin, whether it's on the farm or in town as such, you need to put a floor. We'd recommend you putting a floor underneath that market. There have been years where the market has gone nowhere but sideways to lower from here. You don't have to go too far back. Just 2 years ago, we saw the market from this point in late November, basically Thanksgiving, trend sideways to lower all the way into the fall of 2024. Get a floor. That was the infamous, if you will. All the old crop was poured into the market there in the summer of 24 that was held all that during that time period. We don't want to relive that again. And I don't know. My crystal ball is not any clearer than anybody's job. I want to make that clear. But I want them to get control of every single one of these bushels. How do we get control? If it's in the bin, buy a put option, put a floor underneath it. Alternatively, you can sell the carry in the market and buy a call option. But regardless, you've set a price. But you've left the upside open. Flexibility is the key word.
Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. This is Inside Agriculture. One more break and we'll be right back.